WJTL Kane, I'm so blessed. Rebecca St. James and For King and Country, Kingdom Come. Before that, good morning to you at 7:04.
In case you didn't know it, we're coming to the end of daylight saving time. Remember to fall back and turn your clocks back an hour. Wouldn't it be weird if we said remember to autumn back? An hour before you go to bed this Saturday night. Ba-dum-bum.
You should leave that one alone.
Oh.
Our very special guests this morning from Sailor's Heart, Carolyn and Laura are here. Good morning, girls.
Good morning.
So great to have you both here. Carolyn Ogilvie is the co-founder of Sailor's Heart. Do you have anybody you want to say hello to this morning?
I'll just give a shout out to all of our Sailor Heart mamas all around the United States.
Woo-hoo!
Very cool. And Lauren Walker is co-founder. Lauren, anybody you want to say hi to?
My dad, Mary Catherine, Shara, best friend Lauren, and my husband over here in the studio with
Josh
us.
Josh is here. You guys flew up from Florida just to be here?
We did.
That's pretty exciting. Welcome.
Yes, thank you.
It's just hard to remember what day of the week it is for
Correct.
You. Well, welcome to Pennsylvania. Welcome to Lancaster County. And Carolyn, tell us a little bit about Sailor's Heart. What's it all about?
Yeah, so we're Sailor's Heart. We are a free bereavement phone line. That's where we started. We started out as just a phone line where mamas who've experienced infant or womb loss, they can call in, they could text in, and just have someone to talk to about it.
Wow.
It feels like in our society, it's pretty taboo. People don't want to talk about grief because it's uncomfortable.
Right.
So we wanted to provide a platform for people where they can do that. And they can talk to us about it. So we just provide this grief care for mamas in the darkest hour of their grief. And we just point them towards Jesus because he is the ultimate healer.
Yeah.
And we give them a space to honor their baby, to remember their baby. We just love on them as best that we can.
And how long have you been doing this?
We just turned one. Sailor's Heart just
turned
one.
Wow. Congratulations.
So, this has been, the Lord has truly moved mountains and paved the way for Sailor's Heart. And it's such an honor to work for.
And Lauren, I understand that Sayla is your Sayla. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So our daughter, Sayla Vita Walker, was born on January 21st, 2021. And before she ever took a breath, she opened her eyes and she saw Jesus. She was in the arms of Jesus.
Wow.
And so it was the darkest and scariest time of our life. The heartbreak was beyond anything imaginable. And so through that experience, thankfully, we had a wonderful support system, but I realized that there just maybe everyone doesn't, and there is not a lot of, as Carolyn said, a lot of people talking about it, so you feel very alone.
Right.
And so Carolyn and I decided that we did not want any mom to feel alone going through this. And so we teamed up together, and we've been able to give boxes to hospitals, to be able to talk to moms and work with them through the grief. I just didn't want the suffering that my husband and I went through to be lost, and for others to feel that they didn't have someone.
Wow. So, that's amazing. If folks want to get in touch with you at Sailor's Heart, how's the best way to do that, Carolyn?
Yeah, they can check out our website, www.sailorsheart.org. And on the website, we have places where they could reach out to us via email or phone and talk about helping us. Or if they would like to chat, we'd be happy to chat with them too.
Yeah. Are you the two that are doing most of the chatting when moms call?
Yes. Yeah, we are.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, maybe you could share some stories later that you have had when talking to people.
Yeah.
That'd be great. Check it out online, sailorsheart.org. We'll talk more with Lauren and Carolyn on the way. Also, music coming up, Cochran & Company, Torn Wells, and more.